This is a show called Dockers, which is all about our concept of what goes on behind the scenes of the busy station in the Elite Dangerous universe. And in true podcast style, we are missing cast members, which, you know, you can look on as in two ways, as a disaster or an opportunity to find a new star. So if you fancy your chances of being on Britain's Got Talent, you could start it tonight. We are looking for a woman, aren't we always, to play the part of Tara Hyman. It's a bit part. So if anyone wants to have a... If anyone wants a shot at it, we can certainly set you up with a script if you want. If not, I will stand in as usual. I've got no problem being a woman.
I'm a woman, if you want.
It never does.
It's pulling on the ship, dragging it.
All right, Tara. You've got Tara.
Yay. Who's doing Tara? Beautiful.
You escaped, Gabby.
Whoa, Dan, you done good.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Gabby, watch out
here. We've got two standing backs, so if you just go to one where there's not two cruises. Tara is very deadpan. She does night shift, she gets no sleep, and she's an American.
Mid-Southwest.
Fit right in.
Mississippi. Yeah.
What?
California, right. Okay. Yeah.
No.
All right, well, you guys ready?
I'm doing a West Country accent. You love her.
Love it. Right, we're a bit kind of mic heavy over here, so I'm just going to wander up to that other one if I may.
Just be aware.
What are you doing?
Sean and Roger.
I didn't even have a script.
I got one.
Not a word.
Who are you playing?
This is my script.
Oh, are we? You're an American lady.
No, I'm not an American lady.
Well, that's
I'm a
Tara, is.
I'm a Asian English man. That likes elite.
Laura, I think you can tell he's not an American lady.
You sure?
I was talking about his inside.
All right.
Inside.
Still not going to happen.
All right, guys, we're going to kick this off. Are you ready?
Yep.
Then we'll begin.
There's a loaded question.
Sorry, it's only 2 hours.
Excuse me? Yeah? Yes? Oh, has that Commander Stabler finally stopped droning on? Thank Barnards for that. Now for something more interesting than Lave Radio. 2 Thargoids, 1 Trumbull. Really? There's no time on the schedule for that. What is next then? Righto. It is the world-renowned Dockers. Barnard Star. A low-mass red dwarf star, 6 light-years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard's station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard's star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorised, and fees and penalties must be paid.
Tara.
Just a woman.
Can I at least have a script so I can see what I'm doing?
I don't know.
Where are we now?
We're here. Yeah.
Page 2.
Here?
No.
Intro music.
Ah, of course.
Yeah. Please excuse me a minute. I have to take this. Yes? Okay. Right. Explosive diarrhea, you say? Oh dear. Aha. Yes. No, I'm not doing anything important right now. Just that Docker's special thing. Yes, I've always loved blind date. What, right now? Will it be contestant number one? With hair and an unsightly facial tic, who likes killing puppies and porn? I've got it. Really? Stuff this then, I'm off.
Hi, I'm the new stand-in narrator, and I, Dockers and all that, right? It's a beautiful day in London, Earth, Sol, the pale blue dot itself. David Brubin has won an award. Unfortunately, due to contracting Stroud's revenge, he's incapable of collecting his award. He will, however, make his appearance via satellite. His assistant, Michelle, will collect award from Queen Elizabeth VIII for him.
Hello, hello, is there anybody there?
Yes, there is, just 1 second. I knew this was going to be tricky.
Frank, how do you work this? Oh, great f***ing angry cobras. How do I get this shit off? Yes, hello, can you hear me?
You are very quiet, your fantasticness.
Hang on, yes, no, I don't want to auto-boil banger. Ah, seconds, yes, maximum. Can you hear me now?
Ah, yes, it is like being in the same room with you, your Lord Almightiness.
Okay, okay. Have you hooked up the phone to the monitor? I want the whole station to see me get my award.
Yes, monitor. Remember, Your Highness, to call her Your Highness, Your Highness, Your Highness.
Your Highness, Your Highness, got it.
No, just Your Highness, Your Highness.
That's what I f***ing said, you don't.
No, it's only one Your Highness, Your Majesty.
Your Highness, Your Majesty, make your f***ing mind up.
Meanwhile, many of the staff of Barnard Station have been ordered to witness the historical occasion by David to celebrate his new title. Most have decided to visit the historic city of London rather than watch David get his award.
Look at that, the Millennium Wheel. Nobody knows why it was built. They say in the 21st century they used to put humans in the pods and spin them round for sacrificial purposes. They were strange people back then.
Ooh, the people of Seoul have a funny history. What's next on our list?
Well, we could see New Buckingham Palace. According to this, the old Buckingham Palace was burnt down in 2844 during King Richard V's reign, when the Tao's CT Flatulence Orchestra played its version of the old soul classic Candle in the Wind. Apparently the two didn't mix and the roof blew off.
No, I don't think I want to visit the palace yet. The galaxy's oldest Mactargoids is in London somewhere.
Do you ever think of anything but Mactargoids?
Well, I am a little hungry. Besides, I heard it has a faint scent of the original Mactargoid burger, with a hint of deep resentment and vinegar.
Michelle is waiting in line, with David on Schleich to receive his award, and his nerves are starting to show.
Highness, Your Majesty, Ma'am, remember the speech. Mark, yes. Oh God, Michelle, how the fuck do I get Spacebook off this phone?
There is no name, sir.
Mr. David Brubin, Your Majesty, live by satellite, ma'am. One is delighted to meet you, Mrs. Boobson.
What did you fucking call me, Michelle? You little bitch! Hold on, I think I've got the hang of this fucking phone. Fuck's sake, woman, why did you give me this piece of shit?
Apparently all my beeps have disappeared.
Some kids around, are there?
Hope not.
Ahem. Mr. Boobson, do you know who you're talking to?
Yes, you foreign twat. Look, I'm stuck. This f***ing Spacebook thing has no f***ing off button. Oh shit, I just like Chris Bobbitts. F***ing motherfucker.
Mr. Blooper, you will not use that kind of language in the presence of a lady. A lady?
You? A lady? You're face down in a jug of plums. Have a toothpick out of your mind more than a few times over the last year.
How dare you? I'm the fucking queen! Besides, I'm sure it was gin. Well, you're here to receive the Order of the Broken Mug Elite Class. Impressive. Our records indicate that you have smashed over 6,000 mugs on various people over the year. Neil, Mr. Braben. Why have we spelled that one right? I have no idea.
You're the queen, Michelle. I suppose that makes me the f***ing Maharaja. Now, how do I unfend this f***ing donut, Michelle?
Golden mug, please, staff. By the power invested in me as queen, I now deliver to you the order mug!
Damn, my face!
Ooh! Mug!
What's the owl, eh? It is not mug. Even my award, eh? Stop it!
Mug!
I've got to find my line.
Serves.
Oh, it's not me. Mug!
You're fucking right, you dirty cow. Finally got the picture made up. Hey, there's a mug app on this phone. I wonder what this does. Mug!
Medics. Yes, medics.
Oh, fuck, what have I done? Michelle! Michelle!
Up in the viewing gallery, Jack Soffolot and Doug Kitout are watching the ceremony.
Good lad, David. You knocked the silly mare right out. Serves her right for starting it.
Roar, I don't think this is part of the ceremony, Jack.
Hey, see, they do use them weapons on the wall. They owe me 20 credits.
Oh, me lover, I didn't think they were meant to be inserted like that.
Well, that's a new way to carry someone.
I wonder where they're going to take Michelle.
It'll be a new town of London if she's lucky.
And if she's not lucky?
Kettering.
Meanwhile, back on Barnard Station, Sean Iswilly and Tara Hyman are working in docking control with our dealing with the monthly visit from the waste disposal ship.
Hey, Ivan. Yeah, you're clear to dock. Yeah, Bay 11 as per usual. They're waiting for you. Yeah, there are thousands of people on board Barnard Station at any one time. That's a lot of waste and sewage. We used to dump it out of the back of the station.
Yeah, that was until David flew his ship into it.
Oh, come on!
Higher pitched! Yeah, that was until David flew his ship into it.
Is that American?
Yeah,
keep going.
It took them 4 weeks to completely clean his ship off until it still smelled horrid afterwards.
So now we get the waste ship, takes it all away and dumps it at Slough for a reasonable fee. Yeah, Ivan, I've contacted Lubrush. Now he'll run the pipes out for you.
Lubrush to docking Bay 11. Lubrush to Bay 11.
Okay, old bean, that's the last of the pipes for load today. Must have been that 2-for-1 offer with Thargoids, Watto.
That be so. Well, sign here and I'll be on my way. Slough gets busy these few hours and I don't want to miss no trouble.
No problem, old bean. There we go.
Ready to leave already, Ivan?
Yes, I want to get finished before the rush.
Okay, you're cleared for takeoff.
Hey, Sean, what's that thing out there in the back of Ivan's leg on?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, wait. It's a fucking pipe! Lou must have forgot to disengage it!
It's pulling on the ship, dragging it backwards.
Oh, no. He's heading for the air conditioning unit.
You know what that means?
Brown alert!
Brown alert!
Attention pilots, this is a brown alert situation. A brown alert. Please take your RSI space citizen suits, toss your helmets and await further instructions.
citizen suits, is it really that bad out there?
Yep, it's wall-to-wall plutonium shite. Lou has his work cut out today.
Lou Brush is in charge of maintenance on board the station, and he and his crew have a lot of work cleaning up the mess. We join Lou now as he prepares to enter the docking bay.
Okay, chaps, we've got one hell of a jollop out there. Looks like we might be in here for some time.
Okay, old bean, I think I have an idea. Remember when that Leghorn full of marshmallows crashed a few years back? We opened the airlock and turned that fan on full.
Oh, jolly good show. You can still see that marshmallow asteroid on a clear night from Birmingham World. Set it to old bean. We'll have this cleared up in no time. Okay, chaps. Operation Speedy Clean is tally-ho.
Turning fan to maximum. Airlock shields down.
It's working. It's getting sucked out. Well done, chaps.
The crew in the Sol system are having a wonderful time, with the exception of Michelle, who seems to have found herself stuck in Kettering receiving medical care. Richard and his wife May are still enjoying the sights of London, and we join them as they debate where to go next.
I want to see the Museum of Sol. It says here they have the galaxy's first hyperdrive still bolted to its original wireframe. Shame the pilot, Michael Meteor, was killed in the attempt.
Oh, wasn't he the one who fell out of his ship at 40 times the speed of light?
Yeah, they didn't bolt his seat in right. They recovered his body, eventually spread over several systems. Thankfully, they don't use wireframe anymore.
Richard?
Yes, dear?
I've just noticed that this London air seems to have made you different in some way.
Really? Oh, you think we have time for that?
No, I think you sound manlier. Well, maybe not. Maybe more sexy. No, not that. Less camp. Yes, that is it. Must be the water.
Hey, look, we've walked into old Soho. This area used to be renowned for its girls of the night, according to this handbook. It says a quick visit to Madame Whipsom's old brothel is well worth a visit, with some of the old equipment used throughout the centuries.
Oh, well, that's certainly different. Oh, let's go. Could be a laugh seeing how the ancients used to do things. Especially as it all used to be illegal, right?
You are, my lover. Apparently politicians were addicted to this stuff. Took them many years to realise it were a genetic fault in them, their politicians. And in order for them to make any sense, they needed to be whipped 3 times a day.
Greetings, greetings! Welcome to Madame Whipsom's! Now, this is a 4D tour. If you three would like to make your way to into all the immersion suits, now, before you do, in case of emergency, I want you to put a safe word into the computer here.
Safe word?
I assure you it's just in case of emergency. Some patrons get a bit too touchy-feely with the exhibits, and a safe word disables them. That's all.
Okay, right, I'm out. No, thank you. Boiled banger and Frank's pizza teabagging was more than too much immersion for me.
Me too. Not again. Ever.
I assure you it's 100% safe as long as you remember your safe word.
Well, I'll give it a go.
Well, we've come this far, Richard. Maybe we should give it a go.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Probably just farts to you.
Well, let the exhibit begin. Follow the arrows around the building, and when you see a large number, stop. Okay, have fun!
And as you can see, this is where the men would be tied to the table before the dominatrix would come out and use these rather medieval-looking implements.
Hey, Richard, fancy lying on the table for a laugh? I'll take a photo.
Okay, make it look good, though.
Ooh, there's a button here that says press for service.
May, don't press anything that you don't know what it does.
Clamp. I couldn't find a good clamp.
Oh, May, you and your curiosity.
Oh, look, here come the girls. Oh, this should be a good photo.
And don't forget your safe word, Richard.
Oh, I won't.
Now, As you can see, the victim lying on the table, the girls would take their jobs very seriously, only stopping when they heard the safe word.
Okay, that's enough. Don't want to end up bruised. Right, safe word. Swallow! Swallow!
Oh my God, what's that girl doing? She's got his in the mouth!
Swallow! Swallow!
Richard!
Oh, wormy lover! Never seen that before!
Oh!
Get off him! Get off him!
Swallow! Swallow! You bitch!
Oh, I didn't think that was possible!
McFadoy!
Oh! Thank you, May.
Are you all right, Richard?
Oh, I think so. God, they were made of harder stuff in the 21st century, that's for sure. Has anyone got any ice?
I've got a McStiffy.
Oh, very funny, Doug. Very funny. Hello?
Okay, Dick Swallower, if you still want a fucking job, get your buttocks back to Kettering in 30 minutes. You're returning to Barnard Star. I want to see you in my office.
What? I've not done anything.
No, you fucking idiot. Just bring me a McThargoid. I'm fucking starving. The stupid doctors won't let me eat. Something about the Strouds going explosive. They always exaggerate. Oh, and I want a lady in Grubworm-flavoured McStiffy. Remember to get the fucking toy. And don't get me Emperor Duval. I've already got that one.
Sorry, May. I gotta get back to the station. Will you be okay on your own?
Of course, Richard. I'll take Doug and I'll go meet up with Jack. We can tour London together until Michelle is well enough to travel.
Jack! That snake in the grass. I wouldn't trust him with my pet Trumbull.
Richard, shouldn't you be going?
Okay, but I'm warning you. Any carry-on with that Jack Soffolot and he'll have more than a 4D pool cue to worry about.
The shuttle service departs with Richard aboard, destined to Barnard Star. May has met up with Jack and Doug outside the famous Madame Tuchard Waxworks Museum.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've never seen earwax statues before. I heard the Susan Boyle's display is amazing and interactive.
I can't wait to see the Emperor Duval display and then spit on it.
The guidebook says Madame Tuchard was the official earwax modeller to the Queen.
Oh, army lover. I can't wait to see the dungeons. I love that kind of thing. People locked up in pain and being tortured.
Oh no, that's horrible, Doug. Reminds me too much of my honeymoon.
That Richard really doesn't deserve thee, May. Forsooth, he doth let thy womanhood spoil whilst I search new worlds.
Is that you speaking Londonish? I like it.
Indeedest I am, my lady. Engorged I am for thy beauty.
Oh, stop it, Jack. Oh, look, it's the Susan Boyle's display.
By heck, look at the size of her. I wonder where they got all that air from. It says here, Susan captured during the making of Boyle Banger. There's a myth that her hair continues to grow.
Arr, it'd be a statue of David Brubin. I didn't know he had one.
Oh, I don't like the way his eyes follow you around the room.
Hey,
creepy.
I've always wanted to do that. Pass me that bag, will you? Yeah, that yen with the souvenirs in it. Okay. Well, it cost me $19.99. Bloody rip-off, if you ask me. But it's worth it for this. Mug!
Oh, goodness me, Baba. You broke his nose off.
Oh, if David ever finds out.
Oh, bugger. I only ever meant to hit it gently. Hey, has anyone got any earwax?
Richard Shuttle has arrived outside Barnard Star Station and is greeted with a gigantic rotating ball of feces the size of a small asteroid.
Holy shit balls! This is flight TMI to Barnard's. This is flight TMI 69 to Barnard Star Station, requesting docking clearance and some navigation advice.
This is docking control. Is that you, Richard?
Yeah, what's with that shitteroid?
Long story. Well, it's not very long, but it's definitely shit.
Flight TMI 69, you're cleared to dock. Please head to docking bay 8.
Hey, Sean. Fancy playing Richard at his own game?
Brilliant. Flight TMI 69, your docking bay at pad has expired. Please wait while we reassign you.
Don't you dare!
Sorry, flight TMI 69. We've cleared you to land at docking bay at pad 19. Please be aware you've 5 minutes to complete your docking.
Guys!
Flight TM 169, pad 19 is no longer available. Please try again later.
Oh, bastards!
Be aware, Commander. Entering the dock without clearance is an act of trespassing and may lead to lethal force.
Okay, like TMI 69 requesting clearance again.
Only joshing, Richard. Docking Bay 5's open to you. Welcome home, Commander.
Thanks, guys. There's an anaconda in Bay 5.
Is there? Oh, yeah. I meant Bay 6. Yeah, Bay 6.
Are you sure?
Oh, is it 7? No, it's definitely 6.
Thanks, fuckers.
Oh, actually, it could be an upside down 9.
Meanwhile, back in London, Jack, May and Doug try some local cuisine.
Whar, do you want an ice cream, you two?
Ah, that'll be nice. Thanks, Doug.
Oh, yes. We have to be getting back to Kettering soon, though.
Yes, we must. Kettering is such a shithole. The view from here is fantastic.
Aye, the river, the watery sunset and the delicious ice cream.
No, it's more that I can see right down your top, May.
Oh, you!
Oh, it's been a fantastic day, Babbers. Well, here's the bus to Kettering. All aboard!
We leave the sun-blessed shores of the River Thames and the crew of Barnard Station. As they return to Kettering and board the shuttle home, the journey is nearly over as they exit hyperspace outside the station.
I do hope Finn Gerring is doing all right, is doing well. He gets out of his suspension soon.
I wonder how long before he strips down doing strip searches again.
Right, let's get this ship docked. Autopilots is on. I'll just radio the dockers. Jack Soffalot requesting permission to dock with flight FU2.
Docking granted. Please head to pad 8. Oh, guys, watch out for the large ball of poo floating about. We had an accident earlier.
That's all right. We're on autopilot.
No! You need to go manual. Autopilot will take you straight through it.
What? Crap. This ship's on voice attack control only. How do we turn autopilot off?
Oh, no. Manual control.
Autopilot toggle.
I can see the ball of boomy levers. Heading straight ahead and getting bigger.
Steer control.
Flight assist off.
Bollocks.
Deploying landing gear.
Help.
Xbox off.
I don't want to die.
It's massive. We're going to crash. Shit.
Autopilot disengage.
You've been listening to a special edition of Dockers live at LaveCon. At this point of the script, the writer has passed out from exhaustion. I mean, he wrote this thing for all of you to enjoy, and he's not even here. And days beforehand, his bloody partner deleted half it due to artistic differences. A whole week was spent tearing his hair out, trying to write a script for the poxy three cast members who blooming showed up at LaveCon. Huge thanks and kudos to the volunteers who stepped up to fill in our blanks. Tune in next time for more Dockers. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for listening, guys. Now, I've on the two tables at the centre at the front here, there are Docker's mugs. If you'd like to take one away with you, you're more than welcome.
Oh, so we're not smashing them.
These ones are hard. Please do not throw them. Thanks, Fuzza. I had to go and hold it.